Good morning, everybody. I won't go through it into sort of the background too much of our project, seeing as most of everybody here has already heard about the project that we're undertaking with migrant domestic workers. But I just wanted to say that the project is, I am not actually one of the researchers of the project. It's undertaken by a researcher who's not here at the moment, but many of you that came to the last meeting would have met her, Sha, who's based in Taiwan, with Philippa, who's based in our secretariat, and two women researchers who are domestic workers working with getting domestic workers, sorry, for. And I wanted to also say that I think it's quite appalling of me not to have their names. I realised sitting here thinking about introducing the project that I don't know those women's names, and that's appalling. So I'll remedy that when we write it up. That's very bad. But the project, I guess, I wanted to sort of point out, and I know we've had this discussion about dinosaurs and what was the other term? Natives or something. That, you know, this is a bit of a false dichotomy for most, but it feels like a safe space to call myself a dinosaur, so that preempts the conversation that I'm not somebody who's done a lot of theoretical interrogation of ICTs and so forth. And our project really didn't come from that space. It came from women migrant domestic workers, a conversation with them about how can we organise? How can we increase the organising capacity of women who don't have the access to unions that other workers have? And them saying, well, one way has been the use of mobile phones. So for us, it's really coming from there to sort of say, well, what can we do then? What could opportunities can that give us? Okay, so in this panel, we're asked to interrogate the new articulations of citizenship in the information society. And the purpose of our project is to explore the possibilities of ICT to build solidarity and power amongst migrant domestic workers. But we could also say that one purpose of our study is to challenge the exclusionary practices of citizenship and citizenship narratives. We've heard several speakers talk about the potential of ICT to potentially disrupt the hegemony of the liberal or neoliberal masculine subject as the citizen. And the exclusion of migrant domestic workers from citizenry in a broader sense can be seen as the ultimate expression of the liberal public rational subject. Because if the subject can only be known through its attenuation, through its other, then the primacy of the citizen of liberal discourse is premised on the exclusion of women, particularly of women migrant domestic workers, which would be the other of the liberal subject. As migrants, they are aliens of the nation state. As women, they are the irrational anti-politic, and most importantly, as domestic workers, they're outside the assumed public sphere and rescribe the sexual division of labour that obliterates the value of women's work. And that category is particularly magnified in the narratives of the neoliberal capitalist moment and the narratives of citizenship that surround that. The privileges of citizenship should only in that narrative be afforded to economically profitable subjects. And we see that particularly through the, you know, who gets afforded unemployment benefits, healthcare, and workers' compensation, retirement benefits, etc., based on insurance models of work that exclude migrant domestic workers. And so the abysmal treatment of many migrant domestic workers could only be possible through that process of othering, through seeing them as something other than the citizen, other than a member of the nation state, other than a productive worker. Earlier in conversations, I think Anita was talking about that our challenges, you know, that the challenges that we face amongst the projects are clearly contingent on practices of the state and of institutions, and that where we try to challenge and change, we can't assume that that can be made purely in a virtual world. And those challenges are particularly clear in our project. So claiming something that's even akin to citizenship rights, as we know them, is a long road for migrant domestic workers. But we hope that this project can make some small inroads, and that's really the purpose of it. Although, and thinking about the other projects that we've heard over the last couple of days, I think they all are, you know, to some extent doing something similar, challenging or morphing or contesting the meaning of citizenry through challenges to these sex dichotomies of public and private space, and trying to engage with that dichotomy in order to, or to challenge it in order to give space to women and further their role as in the citizenry. So for us, a key question then is whether the ICT promised of enhanced rights that's been discussed to some extent can enhance freedom of association. In some of the materials we've read about, the beginning of citizenship could be the awareness of the possibility of being a rights claimant, and whether ICT can facilitate access to information about rights. But it's the building of collectivity that moves rights from a fiction for women, migrant domestic workers, or a narrative for the privileged, to a possibility, albeit a small one, of imagined citizenry. So we hope that by the use of, hope in the project is that the use of ICTs could allow some migrant domestic workers to imagine themselves as rights claimants. In general, I'd argue that the imperative to create synergy between the technological and the physical in terms of organising is enormously compelling. For our work, that binary between the real and virtual or imagined communities, it can be unhelpful, because really we're trying just to bring women together and build solidarity. We talked about the advantage of the day off for migrant domestic workers for organising, and that really is, you know, the importance of bringing women together is key, but we know that it's not a realistic option for most of the women. Our project is in one study is in Hong Kong, where we have seen that opportunity, but the other one doesn't. So we're dealing with the constraints of the possibility of not necessarily having physical organising opportunities. The idea of the public sphere, and thinking about the earlier mention this morning of Habermas and so forth, that either virtual or physical is inaccessible to most migrant domestic workers, so it doesn't really matter which public sphere or space we're talking about, or the idealised, that we go out and talk and organise and come together as a citizenry, has excluded them in either space, and particularly those that don't have a day off. Of course, poor women have rarely been allowed into the public, and the virtual public sphere is equally governed and exclusionary, and it's governed by neoliberal markets, where poor women are the fuel but not the citizens of a globalised neoliberal world. Traditional organising models used in the labour movement are based on the assumption of physical access, and that's our challenge. Those models and the laws of many countries only recognise the right to freedom of association when workers are found in one single workplace. Organising is about building solidarity and building collective power, so our question is whether ICT can assist migrant women workers to gain solidarity and power and reduce isolation, and challenge this notion of where labour is and what labour organising is. We had a question earlier about whether this project would seek to organise women based on their nationalities, or to instead build solidarity across boundaries of nation, state and ethnicity, I think in the first day. So that's a good question for us, and it should be our target, really, to ensure that solidarity goes across those boundaries. But we also need to grapple with our own ICT limitations to build some kind of online or virtual community of solidarity, because at the moment, of course, we're focused on using mobile phones to bring women together, and that is difficult with, you know, a range of different languages. So I think that is one of the challenges that we would like to explore further. And given that we that our project really is the ICT limitations, really, as I said, that we didn't start with exploring ICT limitations. The project has gone from looking at mobile phones to where else could we look for organising opportunities, and where else might we find ICT is useful for mobilising women. And so we have gone a little bit from the initial idea, which is really just to create some sort of network amongst women with using mobile phone technology, to looking at whether we can find some sort of virtual space as well. And the project so far, in terms of, you know, finding out that the large majority of women are actually have mobile phones, and that there's a larger than we expected percentage, although less than a majority, that also have internet access on their mobile phones. So we want to then look at what that next possibility could be, whether bringing women together through some other sort of platform is empowering, or is it, you know, or whose voice will be what voice will be taking up that space if we create it. And for the assumptions that have been discussed a little bit, that ICT is free and open, don't easily apply to many migrant domestic workers. Accessing ICTs for them can be very dangerous, and any traces that they leave in any kind of virtual space of defiance or resistance could have very serious consequences. And it, although, you know, this space of ICT can sometimes be that the personal engagement with the online world, for those women it may not be the case, because in fact, you know, they may have somebody checking their mobile phones or checking where they've been, you know, online and so forth. So that sort of dynamic about what is this space and what is their role as, you know, could this be a space as a new type of citizenry for them, I think is still contestable as well, and it depends on the situations of each woman involved with the project. And given that, as I said earlier, within our project, at least myself, we're not clearly, I think I'd at least say I'm a threatened species, maybe not a dinosaur, then I guess part of the project, being part of this community, is to welcome ideas and create conversations and have your contributions about how we can innovate and use ICTs to advance the collective rights of migrant domestic workers.